President Trump had a different message about wearing masks last night during his first televised coronavirus briefing in months. The president acknowledged the pandemic will get worse before it gets better and urged Americans to wear masks to slow the spread of the disease, something he had resisted in the past.
Meanwhile, the clock is ticking on Congress, which has just days to approve more money for coronavirus relief before the extra unemployment benefits approved in March are set to expire. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to unveil a proposal this week for another major spending package. But before haggling with Democrats, congressional Republicans are hitting a roadblock at the White House. So let's check in Washington with NPR Congressional Correspondent Kelsey Snell. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, Robin.
Working from home.
Yeah, the magic. So,
yes. So let's start with, is the White House holding firm on this payroll tax cut that the president wants? He's pushing for it to be in the bill, something that Republicans have rejected.
You know, it's been really interesting to watch the way the White House has messaged this. We heard from the president that he wouldn't rule out, you know, vetoing or rejecting a bill that doesn't have a payroll tax cut. But the way we understand it, it wasn't a major part of the conversations when White House staff went to the Capitol this week. So we're not exactly sure where that stands. It is possible that maybe this could go away like it did in the last round of negotiations.
Well, Mitch McConnell has said any new spending package will be less than the $2.5 trillion CARES Act passed in March. So what's the latest on what that might include?
We know Republicans are asking for $105 billion for schools to help them reopen, and they want legal liability protections to prevent a slew of COVID-related lawsuits. McConnell was really careful to point out that this isn't just about protecting businesses, but also schools and hospitals and individuals who, you know, might want to move further along in reopening or in interacting with other people but don't want to get sued. We are also understanding that this is just a starting point. McConnell told reporters that it's likely another round of direct payments would be included here, but he wants Republicans to have a unified place to start negotiations with Democrats.
And talk about those $600 a week payments. Congress has until the end of next week to pass an extension of this extra unemployment insurance that's been helping so many people. What's the latest on whether congressional Republicans might join Democrats in extending them?
I found it really interesting that when McConnell was back home in Kentucky over the past few weeks, he signaled a willingness to talk about unemployment benefits. He has said all along that he's opposed to extending that $600 that you mentioned. He's saying that the federal government is basically paying people to stay home and not go to work. So there is a willingness to talk about doing unemployment benefits, but the question is how much? Democrats want that unemployment, but they haven't set a red line on how much it should be. And there's a lot of support among Democrats for extending unemployment, but there isn't uniform agreement on how or how much. So I would watch for that number to be flexible.
Now, what about the timing? Because we mentioned the benefits expiring at the end of July. Congress has one more week after that until their scheduled recess, August 7th. So how, you know, given the timing, how likely will there be a deal? I mean, is it possible in this, you know, political moment that they could pass nothing?
It is certainly possible, though I will say that Congress loves a deadline. They typically don't get anything done until the very last minute when it seems like they're rushing and maybe have to work through the weekend. I will also say that Congress is pretty well known for missing, you know, the deadline they set for themselves and then having to retroactively apply policies so that maybe it will look like people's unemployment lapse, but then maybe they'll go back and give people the money retroactively. So there's a lot in flux at this moment, and I think we'll know more once Democrats and Republicans come to the table together.
Well, meanwhile, Kelsey, very briefly, what is the reaction to President Trump's pivot last night, saying that masks are good and things are going to get worse before they get better with the pandemic?
That is certainly welcome news for Republicans who have been up on Capitol Hill talking about masks for some time. We've been seeing particularly senators, Republican senators wearing masks, saying it's important. So it's a welcome change for them because they're hoping to get onto a unified messaging with this White House on a number of things, including masks.
Yeah, be interesting to see if that sustains. NPR Congressional Correspondent Kelsey Snell, thank you.
Thanks for having me.